Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another Ask the Experts weekend. This expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Morning, all you hard workers, and welcome to this Sunday morning. I hope you got up, you yawned, stretched, got yourself a cup of coffee, you put the dogs out, and remember, don't put the cats out. You put the cats out, a lot of times the cats don't come back, because that's the way cats are. And this is the relationship I have with my listeners. I am a dog lover, and a lot of you guys are cat lovers. And you send me hate mail every week, and that's okay. I'm going to keep letting everybody know that a dog is a superior animal to the cats. Guys, as you heard Josh say at the beginning of the hour right here, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I'm going to tell you stories about myself, stories that sometimes aren't always the most flattering. I'll tell you about times when I took a left when I should have taken a right. I skinned my knees. And you know what? If I tell you the story and what happened to me and you hear about it and you don't repeat it, and it makes you better, it makes your career a little bit easier, I will feel good about myself that I helped you out along the way. As always, every week I have a great guest, and today is no different. And I'll tell you all about my guest, and we'll welcome him here shortly, but we got to get through my monologue first. You know, when you think of your work environment right now, I want you to think like this. Every engine needs a spark plug. And what do I mean by that? Look at your workforce. Look at the people sitting next to you. If everybody has the same energy level and we go through the same mundane tasks every day, week in and week out, we will get the same results that we've always got. Reasonable expectations. It'll be very similar. But let's say you decide you're going to be the spark plug this week, or even just today. I'm going to come in a little bit more prepared. I'm going to be a little bit more energetic. If you're in a call center, you're going to make more phone calls. If you're shoveling dirt, you're going to shovel more dirt than the next guy. You're going to move at a pace that's faster than the others. And guess what happens? That becomes contagious. Every engine needs a spark plug. I know when I'm that spark plug, I set the example. People tend to move a little bit faster next to me. Okay? And I want to challenge you to do that. Because listen, in business, guys, you're either growing or you're dying. It's one of the two, right? Are you going to do something to better yourself, to be more effective, more productive? Are you going to prepare more? If you do this and you move at a faster pace, it is contagious. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when I said check your bags at the door. Let's say you're in a personal relationship and it's not going so well. You had an argument with your significant other last night. You come into the office in the morning, you're still kind of ticked off. And if you come in with that negativity and you have distracting emails and phone calls and your mood is off, it can eat through your office like a cancer. You check your bags at the door. Whatever went on outside of the office, you leave it outside and you come in with a clean slate. And be the spark plug. I challenge you to do that. A lot of you folks tell me, Pete, I like your monologues because I get a nugget out of that that I'm gonna try to employ during the week and help me. You be the spark plug. You move at the faster pace and have everybody say, hey, what's in Pete's coffee today? What's going on? Look at the pace he's moving at. They will emulate you. And guys, if you're the leader, that's what you do. You set the pace. You lead from the front. You lead by example, and you watch your folks. You want to get them to do more? You do more. You want to get the people next to you to work harder? You work harder. It's infectious, and that's the way it works. Every engine needs a spark plug, and my challenge to you guys is to be that spark plug. All right, guys, all you spark plugs out there. I told you I had a good guest today. My guest today is none other than, right from Cox Media, I have the big show, John Showalter. Welcome, John, to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Pete, it is great to be here with you. My bags are checked at the door, and my commute wasn't bad. It's got right from downstairs to to up here, and, you know, I don't get up here very much, so they don't let us sales guys into the studio very often. We leave that to the experts like yourself.
Well, it's good to have be behind a microphone today. That's good. You know, John, what do you do here at Cox Media?
You know, that's a good question. I think my boss would also like to know that. But I'm on the sales team, Pete, and I came here with Cox Media Group in 2006 and with the old, a lot of our listeners on 104.5. On this dial position was Rock 105 back in 06. So I came to sell just specifically Rock 105. And so as you know, Cox Media Group has evolved and our stations have evolved and changed. Nowadays, we have 8 radio stations here, so I sell advertising on those 8 radio stations. We are also Action News, so we've got CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News. And then nowadays, everyone consumes media and consumes things probably more and also differently. So we have a digital offering here, so digital marketing arm to our advertising business.
You know, I hear about that. Number one, all the stations and brands that you talk about are the best. I mean, Cox is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and they've earned that to me. I mean, they're just the great. I listen to the shows all day long on News 104.5. I watch the stations that you guys have because the product is so good, you know. But when I hear, digital, walk me through, because someone said something about digital media. And look, I don't even know what digital media means. And if I don't know, I bet there's other people that don't as well.
Sure. You know, digital is such a vast, broad umbrella of things that really fall under it. So, in fact, I was telling you as we got here today, I just answered this question at a luncheon that I had on Thursday. And so digital marketing is, it's engagement with you within your smartphone, within your social media, within your laptop, and it's engagement just organically in what you kind of do in a day-to-day basis, how you consume things. And so big data, it's a term you hear big data.
Everybody
likes big data. Let's talk about big data. But the big data kind of aggregates to identify things that, you know, Pete, you know, I know you're into outdoors and, you know, you're a man about town. You do a lot of things within the community. It knows that, right?
Yeah.
Based on what you're searching for, the things that you engage with, you know, kind of where you're getting your news, things of that nature. And so ideally we deliver, say you're in the market for a new pair of shoes, and through all that big data we aggregate, you know, you're searching and looking for those things. And then online marketing, we try to market things, goods and services that you're looking for, you
right,
know, in that moment.
What I like, you know, and I'll tell you, as someone that advertises on News 104.5, is I get a tangible result, okay? You know, and I run a business. I've been a business owner, and I've been an entrepreneur, and I've run businesses in Jacksonville for a lot of years. And I do everything I can to have my business grow organically. And I do a lot of network meetings, and I'm a man about town, so to speak. But I see the value in spending a few dollars to broaden the audience, to for more people to hear. And by advertising with News 104.5, my phone rings and my business has tangible results. And I'm not even a commercial for you. I'm having you on because I like
you. Keep going, Pete. I like this. I appreciate that.
But it's very, very real. Mm-hmm. It is very real. And I can say it as a business owner, an entrepreneur, and someone that invests in News 104.5. I get a result from it. Yeah.
Well, you know, ultimately, a lot of times when I'll meet with a client, especially somebody that's, or perhaps a prospective client, somebody that's considering, you know, marketing, and, you know, there's so many avenues and there's lots of great avenues. There's lots of ways to do it, and some right, some wrong, and, you know, some kind of in the middle. But a lot of times what I get back is, well, ideally, my best customer is a word of mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, essentially, if you do marketing well, then that word of mouth sort of builds on itself. And I've got an example of what I mean by that. So you know you're a good friend to somebody when you help them move. I think that's parameter, right?
I'm a terrible friend. Yeah. I'll tell you that. So,
everybody out there, you know, if somebody calls and says, hey, will you help me move?
Who is this, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, man, something just came up. Well, I didn't even tell you when it was, okay? Come on. So, but I think that's a pretty good parameter. And so a buddy of mine was he needed help moving, and but he had hired a moving company. And so being in the marketing business, I asked him, I said, you know, where did you find these guys? He goes, oh, I found them online. I said, okay, well, that's great. You know, that's advertising at work. You know, that's what I do. And so from that, you know, those guys seemed to do a nice job, and I recommended them. My sister used them. I used them when I moved a couple years ago. And then I'm drawing a blank on who the other person was. But through that advertising being effective and finding him, you know, he got word of mouth, you know, kind of beyond that. So right. I think word of mouth a lot of times is sparked through either traditional marketing and advertising or new online, you know, marketing. He was probably searching for boxes and all the fun things that you have have to do, look for when you move. And so, you know, ideally that moving company would have aggregated onto, you know, what he's looking at, and he selected them, and they got that word of mouth benefit.
When you meet with prospective clients, do you sit down like and listen to what they're trying to accomplish and then make recommendations that'll help get them the best results? Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly how it works. And so one of our general sales managers here at Cox Media Group has been with us a long time. This is a profound thing that always sticks out to me. You've got two ears and one mouth, right? You know, the better questions that you can ask a client, really get to know their business. What is it that they're marketing? Who are they marketing? We can't help everybody, you know. And so there are people that you know would be better suited to do something else. Sometimes we have to tell people, you know, you really don't have, you know, the money right now to make it effective. So if you were to do this, it's not going to benefit you or I. So, you know, it's asking a lot of questions and getting to know, you know, who they are, what they're marketing, and then, you know, how getting the message right and then getting that person, get that message to the right person.
And you can help them craft the message as well?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite parts. Ah. You know, and we were talking about, you know, kind of, you know, I touched a little bit on, you know, moved here in 06, and, you know, as my younger self, I think back to, you know, being in the business and thinking I had to take on everything myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I needed to write the script and have the meeting and, you know, kind of come up with the right strategy. And, you know, as I've evolved in my career and we've kind of evolved as a company, you know, getting people together and brainstorming a great idea, you know, that's fun. You know, that's cool. I love doing that on a, you know, day-to-day basis. And so it's crafting the idea and then also crafting the vehicle in which we deliver that message. That's a message about your business, about, you know, something close to you. How do we get it right, and how do we get it in front of the right people?
Right. Do you think Nick Foles looks like Napoleon Dynamite?
You know what? He kind of does.
Yeah.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
You know, in your career, right, it is people that have influence on anybody. You know, I've had mentors along the way. I've had, a couple. Dan Danisco was one. I had another one, Steve Cast. You know, just kind of help mold and shape me, help change my thought process a little bit to help me to be more effective and productive in life. You ever had a mentor along the way?
I have. You know, it's fun to think back to those times and kind of how you got, you know, to where you are in your career and continue to evolve. But I look back early in my career, so Pete, you know this, but I graduated from Marshall University in West Virginia, and
go Marshall, yeah,
go Herd, baby. So there's a few Marshall fans in the Jacksonville area, but you know, when I went to school, I studied advertising marketing, hated it, and so I ended up with more of a focus in public relations. When I graduated, the only job I could find was at a radio station in West Virginia, and so with the old Clear Channel Radio, now iHeartMedia, and I connected with a guy named Walter May, who owned a group of radio stations in rural East Kentucky, kind of in that region, and Walter was a brilliant guy in a lot of ways. You know, old radio people out there might even know him. He was the president of the National Association of Broadcasters at one point. And so a wealth of knowledge. And he told me a lot of things about, you know, kind of the business itself and what it takes, and, you know, the sales business, and understand things down to, look, you need to be the first to work in the morning, and, you know, the hunger, that fire in your belly, and a lot of the cliche terms that always kind of hold true,
right?
And so Walter was really good at that. And, you know, getting to where I envisioned myself in my career, you know, small market West Virginia was a wonderful place to start, but it really wasn't where I wanted to be long term. And he recommended and suggested that I go to the NAB convention. Happened to be in Las Vegas, so that, you know, that wasn't too bad either. Yeah. So I went out there and I found Cox Media Group. You know, they were, you know, looking for people, and in this market, I wanted to get bigger market and get to the beach. You know, right. I was kind of, who gets to live at the beach? Right. I want that to be me someday. And so just a lot of fundamental things that he taught me that I really needed to hear. You know, my parents are big business, you know, they're in business, and they teach you these things. But when you kind of hear it from somebody else, that, you know, sometimes it's you'll tune in a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's,
no doubt.
Mom and dad, you know. And so I appreciated a lot of the fundamental things that he taught me. And I don't know, I wouldn't have gone to that convention had he not suggested it. And, you know, I would have found my way, but I don't know that I would have found this way, and I'm glad that really worked out. So
he was very, very instrumental in many different ways to you ending up here and being successful. That's fantastic. One of my mentors, my biggest mentor, was Ron Smith. He was my old business partner. He was the CEO at SNI Companies prior to we sold the company 2 years ago. But Ron told me one thing. He said, you're going to run this company, Pete. You run this is a business of nickels. It's not a dog. Every nickel counts, and everybody's going to have a handout, and they'll say, oh, Pete, I need this money. I have to sponsor this golf, and we have to. It's a business of nickels. You never forget it, and you evaluate every single nickel before you make a decision. You got me? I'm like, all right, business of nickels. I got you. But then you sit in the seat, and you realize it is a business of nickels. You make decisions on everything. It's
yes,
all,
for sure.
All money. Now, what's a day in the life of right now for you? I mean, are you out looking at potential clients or prospect? And what is the size too of your client? What is a prospective client for you to come, you know, and advertise?
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting as my career has kind of evolved and our offerings have evolved. You know, the TV thing is relatively new. The digital thing is relatively new. And you know, kind of back to what I said a few minutes ago, I started just selling one station. Now we have eight, and it's a very wide variety. But my typical day is, yeah, I mean, we're trying to identify businesses that are looking to grow,
right?
That we can help be a vehicle to get their message out to people that are interested, you know, finding the right consumer to help them grow their business, you know. And so typically now I look for a small to medium-sized business who is regional or statewide kind of businesses, ideally, but, you know, a lot in the Jacksonville market. And, you know, I mean, there's not really a dollar mark, but ideally it's people that are interested in, I want to grow my business over the course of, this is my 1 year plan, this is my 5 year plan, and we kind of construct a media strategy, you know, around that. And so what I'll do is I'll meet with a client, we do a marketing strategy model, and what that means is we get to know, deep dive into your business, deep dive into your competitors, and deep dive into your consumers, and the consumers that you've got and the consumers that you want. And we really focus on, why are the people that you've got coming to your business, and then why aren't the people that you want coming to your business? You know, we all want more business. And so we identify that through a lot of strategy and you know, questions and things of that nature. And you know, once we kind of drill down into that, we can attack those people that we want.
Right. For your sales force right now, are you hiring? Are you expanding at all, or?
We are. We're hiring, and you know, we're always looking for good, talented people.
Yeah. What does that look like?
Right.
What does that look like for
and so good,
this profession?
There's not just that one person. You know, we have really successful people on our sales team that are, you know, some of them are phone grinders, and we've got the pavement pounders and the kind of the network, the warriors, I guess, if you will. And so when we're out looking for people, we want people that fire. We're talking about my mentor. He said, have that fire in your belly. You know, we want that. And so, you know, we want, you know, a lot of times younger folks is what we kind of tend to focus on, but right, you know, we'd like some more seasoned folks that sold something else that, you know, listen, you know, or have a passion for the station. You know, we focus a lot on the colleges. We did a job fair this week at Edward Waters College. Some really talented people that we connected with there this week. And,
good client of mine.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. But great folks over there. And it's cool. You know, Pete, millennials kind of get that that bad rap, that bad, whatever it is. But there are so many talented young people out there. It's exciting. You go to these job fairs and you see these people, and it restores, you know, if you just listen to the news, all millennials this, millennials that, there are a lot of people out there with that fire in the belly and that are hungry and want to be successful and want to learn and, you know, get to work on time and are there to work and hustle, and it's cool.
It is so easy to generalize and say, these millennials, this and that, but it's all bunk. You know what I mean? It's all individualistic. It's the one individual that, I bet what you look for is what I look for. Someone with drive, someone that's, can think and speak on their feet, wants more for themselves and wants a, I'm sure you there's some commissions associated with it, meaning that, you work harder, you can make more money without a cap. And, I want people like that. But I have every age, ethnicity, group that you could imagine on my playing field right now. The last fellow that I hired, one of the last ones, the fellow Ryan, you would look up to Ryan, literally. This is the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life.
And I'm 6'3 out there, okay? Yeah, so I'm a big dude.
Ryan's like about 6'8, and he's this enormous guy, and he's got a huge red beard, and he is the nicest guy you'll ever meet. And he ran a national nonprofit that benefited scleroderma. He's never been in sales before, but he's done a lot of getting money and donations and all that, but he's never really been in sales, and recruiting is sales. My product is people. We sell people to companies. I guess you could say I'm in the human trafficking business, but in a good way, not a bad way. But Ryan, he came in, and it's like he's been doing it for 100 years. He's one of those guys that figures it out quickly. You give him just enough, training. He's like, well, give me just enough so I can get going. I want to be in a role. I want to be in a situation where I can close a deal real quick. I said, I love you. Okay. So, I mean, he is right now in his, he's not even in his third month. He's out producing people that have been with me for 15 years. I mean, he is that good, and he loves the job. And he comes in, he's like, sup? What's up? he's funny. He loves the job, but there are other people that might have said, I'm not going to take a chance on this guy, or he doesn't fit a certain mold, or look a certain way, or whatever it is. He's dynamite, and he's probably the best addition that I've made to the team in a long time. But he's got the drive, think and speak on his feet, ambitious. He wants it for all the right reasons. He just had a baby. He wants to make more money, and in our business, the more people you help, the more money you make,
right?
The more
people, and we've got that in common, helping businesses grow, and you're helping people. You talk to the think on your feet, and it brings me back to a story. We brought a guy in, and he had a great resume, had some good experience, and so we looked at his social media page. He was a very fit guy, this guy, and he had a hard time keeping his shirt on, He had lots of the beach pictures and flexing, and he worked out hard, and so it's funny. We asked him, he said, hey, I sat down with him. I said, man, really glad that you wore a shirt to the interview today.
Right.
Oh,
right.
What? Well, I noticed your Facebook. He said, oh, well, and it lost him. We didn't discard him for that.
Right.
I wanted to see, how's he going to react to that?
It derailed him.
It derailed him.
And you tested him.
Yep.
And he failed the test.
He failed the test. Yeah. So I would be willing to bet that he either probably blocked his social media or changed it up a little bit. But we didn't. He could have been the best seller ever, but he probably didn't think.
But that's key. I mean, you need to sometimes test people in the interview process. Because guess what? Your clients are going to be testing you all the time. Do you know your product? What if I say this? Or, sometimes they intentionally try to derail you. That's how clients are, prospective clients.
For,
they enjoy
for
it,
sure.
It seems like. But, you might have, you did one of two things. Now, you made him realize, I better be better prepared for something like that next time, or I'm going to take that off the social media. I was at the Microsoft's Code Camp a few years back, and I taught a class for people that are coders or software developers and talked about their career paths and what they're going to do. And I wrote up on the board behind me, BOFB, and I left it up there. So anybody know what BOFB is? And I had a classroom full of people that came into to my breakout session. And and nobody knew what it was. I'll get to it at the end. So at the end of the presentation, I tell a story. I said, now let me tell you a story. I found the ideal placement. This guy was a developer, and he wanted this job. I found the company that had the perfect job for him, and I brought him together. They met, immediately made an offer. It was perfect. And then all of a sudden, and I point to the boy behind me, B-O-F-B. Okay, this is where it all derailed, guys, B-O-F-B. And they're looking. I said, let me explain to you. This guy had the job, had it. Client rescinded it because they looked at his social media, and there it was. He had a bong on Facebook, okay, B-O-F-B. You got to be aware of your social media, is what I told people.
No doubt about that, yeah.
John, that music tells me right now that we have to go to the bottom of the hour break. Stay with me. Come back. Guys, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Today, you know, my guest is John Showalter from Cox Media Group. You know, knowing everything that you know now in your career, okay? If you could go back in time and say to 21-year-old Johnny Boy, the big show, and say, hey, you know, here's some advice I want to give to you, career advice or otherwise, what advice would you give your younger self?
The first thing that comes to mind is ask for help, utilize resources, ask questions. And kind of going back to what I said a little bit earlier in the show, you know, I kind of took so much on myself because I, you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, and I gotta do it. So it's just really utilizing resources and understanding my strengths and weaknesses. You know, and I'm paperwork's not really my thing, so I gotta dedicate, you know, time to do that and check that off the list and move on and spend time with the things that, you know, that really I enjoy and that I'm good at and that are revenue producing.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, I when you're younger, every little thing, you know, the highs are high and the lows are lows. And I didn't do a great job, I think, of looking at the big picture. You know, it was, you know, getting through this month and hitting that budget, and then, you know, we'll deal with next month later or next quarter, things like that. As you know, if you're going to hit snags, don't let it derail you, you know. And, you know, stay on course and keep the big picture in mind. You know, how do we get back on course and how do we kind of continue to move forward? And, you know, challenge yourself regularly. You know, getting out of your comfort zone is, you know, to me it's fun now. I think then it's, you know, how do I, you know, again, hit those quotas and, you know, just kind of grind it out, you know. But challenge yourself, do something a little different. And, you know, when I got into this business, I had a sports talk show, you know, and I'm a sports nut. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a sports nut. I said, well, yeah, I talk sports all the time. My friends are into sports. And so.
Well, you played football at Marshall, too, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, at Morehead State.
At Morehead.
I transferred to Marshall later on. And so. But, you know, I was new to the business and right out of college, and I needed anything that I could find around the radio station to make a few extra bucks. I did. And so I talked my way into, hey, if we do this sports talk radio show, you know, I'll do it and I'll make this much revenue from it. Our market manager at the time challenged me. He goes, what do you have in mind? What is it? I'm not just going to throw you on the air with a sports talk. And so, you know, that was a lesson to me that, you know, if you challenge yourself, come up with ideas, bold ideas, a lot of times they'll get shot down. But I did have a sports talk show. Didn't do very well at it. As it turns out, you can't just crack the mic and just, you know, it doesn't roll off your tongue quite the way it does in a bar room or, you know, with some of your buddies and such. But,
you know, taking the risk is it like just getting people to take the risk and understanding it's safe to fail. The hardest part is to look back and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, and didn't even try it. It is okay to try it. Give it your best. Prepare. And it's okay to fail. Learn from it. You know, try to have fun with it while you're failing even, you know, but it is okay. What's not okay is not to try.
Right. And, you know, there's a younger member of our sales team that I was mentoring about a year or so. And he met with someone, and the guy just wasn't into it, and he kind of had an end. The guy tossed him out. I said, look, I'm not interested. Get out of my business. He goes, man, I just can't believe somebody treat me like that. I said, his name's John also. I said, John, if you're not ever getting thrown out of a business, you're not calling on enough businesses, okay? Like, that's the way it goes, man. It doesn't feel good when it happens, but when you meet with someone and have a good client needs analysis with them,
right,
and it goes well, it feels that much better, you know. And right. So you've got to challenge yourself.
And then the fun part is, you've heard this before in sales, like we always laugh, you get your no out of the way, I'm one step closer to a yes, I got my no, like cheering it on and have fun with it. Well, let's say I'm a business, I want to learn more, I want you to come out and ask some questions and help maybe steer the ship. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, call, text, email. It's John Showalter here at Cox Media Group. And while we talked a little bit about the TV, my focus here is really WOKV and our radio stations, and then the digital side. So you can be contacted by calling, just call me directly, 904-662-4924, 904-662-4924. That's my cell phone. If I don't answer, I'll call people right back. Text me, whatever works best. And I love to talk to business owners, and sometimes we've got a marketing advisor show that's also one of our weekend programs, and I sat in with them, and a fella called me. He was passing through town, and he caught me at a good time. I was driving, and we just kind of jammed about his business, and he was trying to get it going. And so I like to know about business ideas, and I've executed a lot of business strategies over the years. We don't bat 1,000, but we do pretty well. So I've seen a lot of what works really well and some things that haven't worked as well. Got a pretty good handle on, a lot of different sectors of businesses and business categories and sort of some things that work well to grow those businesses.
Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy, and the folks that I have on as my guests are some of Jacksonville's most influential people. People that help people in Jacksonville. They give back. They take care of Jacksonville clients, customers, and John is one of those guys. John helped me in my business, and I'm telling you, News 104.5 is a good investment for me, because my phone rings as a result of the advertising that I do. I recommend everybody give John Showalter a call. John, thank you for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy this Sunday morning.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
All right, guys, and this brings me to one of my favorite parts of this whole show. Each week we get leadership lessons from Coach Larry. Coach Larry helps managers to become more effective leaders. I had a listener send me an email, and it said, hey, Pete, each week what we do is we go to your podcast and we go to Coach Larry's segments. They're always 5 minutes long, and we play Coach Larry's segment right from your website, and we listen to it. And then we talk about how it relates to us in the workforce. And then we also have an action item at the end of that meeting. What we're going to do differently as a result of listening to Coach Larry. And he said it works out really well. It's like a built-in leadership training session that Larry has created for folks. So I'd invite anybody to go to my website. It's real simple, PeteTheJobGuy.com. If you ever want to send me an email message, I'm very good about responded to my email. It might take me a little bit, but I do respond to it. And if it's one, sometimes, you see I'll sit on it for a week or so. It's because I'm probably going to read it on the air. A lot of times Josh or Scott, who's with me today, they'll read from our what we call mailbag, and they just go in and they pick one or two and they read it live on the air, and we give the answers to whatever your question is. So if you have a workforce issue, you're dealing with something and you want a little advice, you can be anonymous. That's fine. Just write to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I'll make sure I reply to you. But now let's get back to the topic at hand. I think it's with no further ado, let's go to our leadership lessons from Coach Larry.
Hi, everyone. Coach Larry here. As you know, I do a lot of leadership training, and one of the most requested topics is managing conflict. I'm not surprised. A recent study showed that 42% of our time at work involves dealing with conflict. There's research from the Center for Creative Leadership that shows that 75% of leaders whose careers derail, the reason they derail, it's attributed to how they deal with interpersonal issues such as conflict within the team. And people who come to my training, they want a formula. They want the answers to make the conflict go away. Unfortunately, no formula exists. And if someone says that it does exist, then I'm pretty sure it doesn't work. So today, I'm going to give you tips from experience and research. These tips are simple to understand, but challenging to master. Before I do give you these tips, it is important to note that a close cousin to conflict is innovation. And as leaders, we're really accustomed to squash conflict out. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. But we need to be careful that we are not squashing out innovation at the same time. So today I'm going to give you only three tips on mediating conflict. I hope you find them useful. Please let me know. Here we go. So it happened again today. You've been carbon copied on a page-long email rant from one of your direct reports to another direct report. Apparently, the TPS report was delivered without a cover sheet yet again. So what do you do? Let them figure it out for themselves? Or as I like to call it, do nothing? Or do you take some action? Hopefully you take action. And here's what you can do. So tip number one, I think it's really important to do your homework, and rather than jumping into a session, a conflict resolution or mediation session with the people who are having this conflict, talk to them one-on-one. Talk to them individually. Ask open-ended questions such as, what happened? What would you like to happen? What could be causing this issue? And what is the ultimate goal and why? And it's really important here not to take sides. Just take it all in. Next, it's time to meet with the people experiencing the conflict. And bonus tip, in your meeting invite, make sure that you set the right tone, that this is not about blame storming, but it's about brainstorming. This leads us to tip number two, which is set ground rules for that meeting. Conflict derails when we start behaving childishly, to be perfectly frank. So get agreement on a few things. For example, each person will be able to speak without being interrupted. We need to listen to each other openly, and we need to listen as if what that person is saying is absolutely true for them, because it is. I also encourage confidentiality at these meetings because people will feel less inhibited if they know that you agree to confidentiality. On the other side of the coin, however, it's also important to get agreement on what you will share more widely. It doesn't matter who said what, but it is important to share what the outcomes were. Another ground rule is that we, as individuals, must share fully. It's not about holding something back because you may look bad. And finally, we need to accept responsibility because we all are contributing to this conflict. So these are some ground rules that work for me, but you need to create those ground rules with the people on your team. Finally, the third tip is to focus the conflict resolution on the future. In other words, what will you agree to moving forward? And what support do you need to make that happen? What happens when we look backwards? We start to place blame. We start to point fingers. And then when that happens, people start to get defensive. And when people get defensive, they are not open to solutions. They dig in, and their brain moves from problem solving to fight mode. So look at this as a problem-solving exercise moving forward and avoid the blame game. That's the three tips for managing conflict. Number one, do your homework. Number two, set ground rules for that meeting. And three, at that meeting, focus on the future. I have more tools and exercises around conflict if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one. Or if you'd like a workshop, just reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com. Thank you.
And another gem from Coach Larry. Every week, I'm telling you, that guidance, that direction, that little bit of coaching that Larry offers helps us to be more effective as leaders. Guys, I recommend anybody reach out to Larry directly. Simply go to MendozaandO'Brien.com. Larry is the chief learning officer there, and he can help either customize a training program for you. He can give you individual coaching. Whatever it is you need, Larry can do it. He's been doing it for a long time, and I highly recommend him. He has my highest personal and professional endorsement. And Larry can deliver in both English and Spanish. So thanks again, Larry. Guys, it's that time of year where, you know what, our grass should be getting greener, should look a little bit better. But then you look outside and your sprinklers are going all haywire. You got one that's facing one way, the other one you ran over or your kid ran it over, broke it. You have sprinkler heads, you don't have the proper coverage, and you have dead patches. I highly recommend you call Houlihan Territory here in Jacksonville. My friend Scott Houlihan will take care of you. He does my yard, and he has for years. Call 904-285-8505. Houlihan Territory for all your landscaping, irrigation needs, and he does a lot more than that, too. But I highly recommend him. Guys, you know what I do. I am Pete the Job Guy. I run a staffing agency, and that agency is SNI Companies here in Jacksonville. If you need any type of staffing assistance, and let me give a couple of examples. Let's say you have a receptionist that goes on vacation for 2 weeks. Rather than letting the phones go unanswered or your customers go, you know, they're not greeted with that smile that your receptionist usually does, you hire a temporary and you plan for it. You call in advance and you call me directly. Say, hey, Pete, the job guy, my receptionist is going on vacation from June 1st to the 8th, and we need vacation coverage. We need someone to come in. And I'll ask questions. You know, how many phone lines? How many people do they support? Do they interact with the public at all? What computer systems are they using? Is data entry skills important? I'll take some time to make sure we get it right. And then we send out a temporary employee. And we have guarantees behind that, too, to make sure that you're 100% satisfied. That's just one way you engage an agency. You know, right? And then another way is, let's say you're a controller at a company, and here it is, quarter end. You know, you have month end, quarter end, year end, or whatever it is. You know, maybe you have a new accounting software that you're implementing or rolling out. You need another set of hands for maybe a defined or undefined period of time, but you need somebody that can help out, somebody that can hit the ground running. And you just call me, Pete, the job guy over at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. What we do is we send a qualified accountant. We spend so much time up front making sure we understand exactly what you want. And remember John Showalter said, you know, two ears and one mouth? That's us. I mean, we're going to ask a lot of questions at SNI Companies to make sure we get it right. And, you know, and then we also have guarantees behind it to make sure that you're 100% satisfied. That's another way clients use a staff agency, because some people don't even think, they've never engaged a staffing agency before. Another way, too, is let's say you just need help during your peak seasons. Let's say here it is during the hot weather, for whatever reason, my business just takes off and my call volume is really, you know, in that May, June, and even July, my call volume is 75% higher than the rest of the year. You know, you don't want to hire somebody only to lay them off a few months later. You know, you bring in temporary help. You call me, Pete the Job Guy, 904-713-2550. We will be able to send. Maybe you need, you know, 25 customer service reps to answer your phone. Maybe you need, you know, 20 help desk people to support all the users that you have during your peak season. Or maybe you're going through explosive growth and you need a bunch of temporaries to help support that. That's some of the stuff we do. We help, you know, insurance companies during peak times, claims adjusters, examiners. We help them like that. If you need temporary help, you can call. And you know my brands here in town, Accounting Now for temporary accountants. And we have Staffing Now for general office, administrative, clerical, marketing types on a temporary basis. They even do some HR assisting. And we even place recruiters out at companies. So if you need that type of help, you reach out to us at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. And we also have a technology division led by Ben Cusson, who's been in the game every bit as long as I have. And Ben talks techie to technology people. He knows, you know. So he'll help you in two ways. Ben will help you, again, let's say you just need temporary help. A lot of times, no matter where you're at in the software development cycle, maybe you just need a developer for 3 months to help develop your technology project that you have. Well, we have software developers. Ben will find out exactly what you need, and he and his team will hit the nail on the head and give you the exact resource you're looking for, again, for a defined or undefined period of time. You can reach him at the same number you reach me at, 904-713-2550. And the other way we help clients, and this is great, is just with the search. You know, maybe they need a CFO, or you're looking for an IT, getting with the technology, if you need that same person, but on a permanent basis. We do headhunting, meaning we go and we call into companies that aren't doing business with us right now. If they're clients, we're not going to poach. We're not going to pull people from your staff. And that's a good reason to do business with me, because then I don't pull people from you. But we get folks that aren't on the job boards. And let's say you're looking for a staff accountant. You know, if you put an ad out, you'll get the best that's on the market. If you call Pete the job guy, you're going to get the best candidate, because I will find those passive seekers, the ones that aren't on the market, that aren't looking at the ads. So the folks, the candidates that I present to you, if you call me as a headhunter, they're going to be head and shoulders above what you can find on your own, or you don't pay me a fee. See, that's the way it works. So that's how you engage an agency, and you want to get folks that are specialized, like Virginie and Ryan and my team on SNI Financial. All they place day in and day out are accounting and finance professionals. They become experts in that space because that's all they do. They're not placing nurses one day and light industrial the next and then trying their hand at technology. Nope. What they do, all they do, they swim in a very, very narrow lane. And because that swim lane is so narrow and they repeat the same things day in and day out, they become experts at it. They provide a premium service because they're experts. And that's the type of staffing agency you want to go to. And that's the type of agency that SNI Companies is. And I'm proud to run this company here. And I'll do whatever I... If you want to work with me personally... Real simple. You just call Pete the job guy, 904-713-2550. Oh, and you know what's fun, too? You guys got to go to my doggone website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. My wife and I have lived here in Jacksonville for, gosh, I've lived here for 35 years. 1984 is when I moved down here. I remember when as my wife likes to call it, what does she say? It's BTC. She's lived here since BTC. What's that, hon? She said, well, it's before town center. You know, you have before town center and then after town center. Jacksonville with two different things, right? But I remember when Butler was a two-lane toll road. You had east and west, and you had to pay a toll each way. That's how far back I have. And town center, that was a cow pasture. Are you kidding me? That's all that was. And so it's interesting to see how much it's grown. But I love this city. It's a great city. And Angie and I, my wife, we do so much in the city. We love local. We love some dog on local establishments, eateries. You know, we frequent all over town. And what we've done and what Angie has done is she put together a thing that she calls Angie's Picks. And it's just her favorite things in town, local places where she likes to go. We've stayed in every single bed and breakfast in St. Augustine, we've patronized. We stay in every hotel down there. We are uniquely qualified to tell you where to go, maybe where to stay away from. We're not going to focus on the stay away from. We're going to focus on where to go. You want to know where to get the best martini, the best Bloody Mary? Go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and look on Angie's Picks. You want to know who the best executive coach is in the whole United States for women running Thrive Her? Go to Angie's Picks and you will see it. You want to know where your best staycation is within driving distance? go to Angie's Picks on PeteTheJobGuy.com. Save yourself a little trouble and have some fun and check out Angie's Picks. You want to know where to take some unique pictures in Jacksonville that you might not have thought of? It's on Angie's Picks. I mean, she's assembled some fun stuff that we've kind of amassed over the years, and we're always adding to it. If you'd like your business evaluated, you'd like to be a part of it, just reach out. There's a form to fill out on PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll have it. And now, one of my favorite parts of the show each week is where we get our Boston update from Boston Danny. And doggone, Boston Danny is with me here this weekend. He couldn't be in the studio with me this morning, but I'm telling you what, this is one of my favorite people in the whole earth. And the reason why Boston Danny's Boston update is on the show, it's because it makes me laugh. With no further ado, let's go to Boston Danny with our Boston update.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here. Well, Cheryl and I are on vacation for a couple weeks, and we decided to take a drive down, down south and see some things, see some places we haven't been in a little while, see some old friends. So, you know, not that I don't like leaving Boston, but you know, you got to get out and see how the rest of the country lives. So I got a few observations. So we stopped in Washington, D.C. to see some old friends, and we stayed there for a couple days. And you know, I thought Boston had crazy drivers. Boston has nothing on Washington, D.C. Every road down there is like an IndyCar race. They just zoom, zoom. You know, I didn't think we used directionals. Yep, they just drive like you wouldn't believe. And those streets are just as bad as Boston, but they take it to another level. So that was a lot of fun. So, you know, we're driving down 95, and, you know, I'm out of Boston. We're doing our thing. You know, I realize, you know, we're not going to have a Dunkin' Donuts in every corner, but boy, they are far and few between. So every time I stop in a Dunkies, I'm getting like four coffees just so that we can make it, have enough, keep it running on Dunkin' Donuts. So another thing I noticed here, you know, going along, a lot of Cracker Barrels. You don't see many of them up in Boston, but, you know, this dumpling thing sounds kind of interesting. So I think I might be stopping in one of them, and maybe at the same time, I'll try to work a deal and open up a couple Dunkin' Donuts in their lobbies. Maybe we can get something going there. I bet I could make a fortune on that. And, you know, beautiful countryside. We're driving down. You know, we did D.C. We hit Hilton Head down in North Carolina. One thing I noticed, in Massachusetts, fireworks completely verboten, very illegal. But down here, you got warehouses full of them. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I got a trunk full of bottle rockets and sparklers right now. So let me tell you, when I decide to light off this mess, it's going to be, you know, we could see it from space. We got it going on over there. So it's been nice to see how the rest of the country goes, you know, living, bring it back. But, you know, New England's still, I think, one of the best regions there. But it's awful nice to see how the rest of you people live. So Cheryl and I, we're working our way down the coast. Maybe we're going to hit Florida. More than likely, we're going to hit Florida. So we'll see your beaches down there, and I'll give you my ratings on them. I know they're great. We'll see how they stack up with Cape Cod. So Jacksonville, Peter, enjoy your Sunday. I'll talk to you next week, and everyone have a good time. Thank you.
Hey guys, that music tells us we're coming to the end of the show. You've been listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. I want to thank John Showalter, our very special guest this week. I want to thank our weekly contributors, the world-famous Coach Larry and our Boston Danny Boston Update. Now, I want all of you to go out there and get them, hard workers.